This is Pontec News. I'm Jason Lopez at the Interop Conference in Las Vegas, Nevada. Interop started as a geek thing, an attempt, a successful one at that, to connect just about any device to a network and have it actually function. So far, that has been a little rocky in the consumer realm, where freeze-ups and crashes are still common, and users have fits trying to figure out what MP3 player will play which music clips. But in vertical industries, as Jim Grubb showed during the keynote address of Cisco CEO John Chambers, the chances of bringing about collaboration appear to be real.
How do we literally optimize the network? How do we focus on total cost of ownership and flexibility that we talked about before? How do we focus on application orientation over time, where literally you can add new applications to it in a quicker time period and you have them ready to go before, or have the architecture ready to be implemented before the CEO asks for it? Then you focus on how do you do new technologies and how do you use the IP telephony or perhaps the storage area networking capability or the security or the telepresence to bring it in. And then how do you take it to business optimization? How do you literally combine these applications and get them to interoperate? There's no example more, I think, appropriate than looking at the airline industry. Think about it. When we go to an airport, how many different groups are tied together architecturally? And how do you really cover everything from the government agencies to the freight transport, to the agencies that run the airports, literally to the airlines themselves, the logistics involved, and you begin to think about what does this mean from an architectural perspective in this industry, and probably one that will lead again and again, not just from a security implementation, but how do you get these various groups communicating together in an experience? You talk about areas for opportunity efficiencies. It is a $2.9 trillion industry in terms of transportation. You look about this transportation industry, it is very expensive. But if you look at what is happening at $2.9 trillion, I would say literally a fourth of it could be changed dramatically by optimization. Now, there are two ways to do it. As we run out of highway bandwidth, whether those are bandwidths of data transport or railroads or highways for cars, you can either say, let's build more, or you can say, how do I utilize more effectively what we have today? So you begin to think about it, and each year we're together, we will talk about a different industry vertical, how this is going to occur. Now, this is before you think about the efficiencies in terms of energy conservation and travel that you can really begin to address. So I'd like to ask Jim Grubb to come up. Jim is our Chief Demonstration Officer. Jim, you're going to take these real complex topics. Welcome, by the way.
Hello, John.
Good to see you again.
Thank you.
You're going to take these real complex topics, and you're going to tie them together in 11 minutes on how to do this.
Exactly.
And you're going to walk me across the whole transportation industry.
That's right. Okay. So, John, we're going to take a look at how we can increase the capacity of the transportation system through the use of networking technology. And to do that, we're going to start here at our Rail Operations Center.
Okay.
And we're here at the Rail Operations Center, we're going to look at an application that comes from AirRink, a transportation service provider. And what we're looking at here is a map of a rail system. I want to show you how they have placed IP sensors and IP technology throughout their rail system, giving them the ability to control the system centrally. So
again, we're talking about how do we apply the technology that many of us love to really apply it to business needs and how this can dramatically change.
Exactly.
Okay.
And this is through a pervasive network here. So I've got a train here on the track. I want to show you firstly how we can reroute this train. So I'm going to click
here. Now, this is not a live demo, is it, Jim? I don't have to worry about you doing anything.
I think we'll be okay today here.
All right.
But I'm going to click and reroute this train. Now, what the system is doing now is it's actually clearing that segment of track and checking it for safety on the track as well as ongoing traffic. Now, before they used a system like this, they had to keep freight and passenger lines separate. So this one application effectively doubles the utilization of the rail system. Now, I can also click here on the train and view information. For example, I can pull up monitoring of engine information. So we can move to proactive maintenance here. I also have the ability to bring in video right from the train. So through a high-speed network installed here, we can click here, and let's click on the train camera. This is from GE called LocoCam. It gives us the ability to monitor real-time video from the train. It can be used for security, check rides, can be used for maintenance, for checking things in real time.
So what you're talking about is the quad play. every industry. But what you're also talking about is once you have your infrastructure in place, why wouldn't you have the same infrastructure share your security capability and begin to integrate your video with your video security with your regular video?
That's right. Okay. Now, John, let's move right into the trucking industry. Mm-hmm. You know, about 60% of the freight in the U.S. is carried by truck.
Okay.
And what we're looking at here is from PeopleNet, and this is their fleet manager application. We're looking at all of the trucks that are in the system for Shaw Flooring, and they have quite a few trucks all throughout the United States. I'm going to click here and drill down on an individual truck here in the San Francisco Bay Area. We can see the route that it's taking. We can click here and look at the previous map, see where that truck has been. We can pull up information. For example, this is the driver's log. So we can see the driver now uses a terminal in the truck connecting back via cellular IP network. We can pull up...
So basically, you can address a lot of the routing inefficiencies. That not only saves money for the trucking company, allows them to load their cargoes much more effectively and not make empty runs, saves a lot of gas for the environment, and you can even see where the clogs occur in the highway system, direct the driver around them.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And here we're pulling up reports on average miles per gallon with the cost of fuel, idle time, all these data elements.
Jim, you forgot to put $3.50 per gallon in. You got to update.
Maybe we're a little bit behind here. Okay. All right. And then, as you said, with routing capability, we can automatically reroute in real time. So I can send a message here, and we've just sent a new routing change. So instead of starting in the morning with a static route, we can dynamically reroute the truck. And John, join me over here.
Okay.
You got a great big convoy rocking through the night. Oh. You got a great big convoy.
Well, how Billy Ray.
Hey, fellas.
Billy Ray, John Chambers. How you doing,
sir? It's a great pleasure, sir. Nice to meet you. Hey, how do you doing, Jim?
Hi, Billy Ray. Well, John, take a look here. Yeah. Billy Ray has a PeopleNet terminal right here in the truck.
Yeah.
And he has the ability to pull up.
Billy Ray talks like I do. I can identify with Billy Ray.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, we got to stick together.
We're on the same page.
Yeah.
You can pull up that route request, and also it will feed his onboard moving map display.
So all of a sudden, you're taking the GPS system way beyond. You begin to think about smart highways tying into this. You begin to think about interactiveness, collaboration even, capabilities.
Giving him the ability to do that in real time.
There it is. Right
now,
there.
Also, John, you'll notice this device in the truck. This is from a company called Idle Air.
Uh-huh.
And Idle Air gives the driver the ability to shut down the truck. You know, there's 1.3 million trucks idling in truck stops every night. This comes out of the rafters in the truck stop, provides heating and air conditioning, power,
so much
cable
more efficient,
TV.
But also less pollution, environmentally sound,
right.
Saves money for the trucking company.
And it gives him high-speed internet, voice over IP service.
So he could watch either entertainment or he could
browse
education
the web.
Stuff, browse
That's
the web.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I love browsing me the web.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
Billy Ray, what do you like best about the web?
Well, I got this one site I go to. It's called e-learning. I sure do.
I'm a believer in that.
You check this out. You're going to love e-learning. There it is. There she goes.
Try it one more time, Billy Ray.
Give it to me, baby. There you go.
Got to talk to the assistants every once in a while.
What do you think of that?
You're learning how to fly, Billy Ray.
That's right. I always wanted to fly me them big 777s. I'm gonna be a pilot. That's right.
How close are you to becoming a pilot?
I'm on an accelerated course. I already got an airline picked out called Boomerang Airlines.
Boomerang.
We get
Jim,
you there, we take you back.
Make a note on that one, Jim.
All right, John. Well, why don't you join
Billy Ray, it's a pleasure. Nice to meet you,
nice
sir.
To meet you
Thank
too.
You.
Since we're talking about the aviation industry, John, why don't you join me back here?
Okay.
And we'll take a look at a couple of aviation applications.
So a lot of this, Jim, we're already seeing in safety with the airlines, the ability to fly instead of 2,000 feet apart in different directions, 1,000 feet apart with higher safety.
That's right.
The ability to do a lot of this, which used to be paperwork
That's
now
right.
into the systems, moving a lot of it into the network, if you will.
Enabled via the IP network.
Okay.
So this is real-time monitoring of the air traffic. Over here, John, you can see a real-time video at the airport. Now, again, the video application can be used both for security purposes, but it can also be used by controllers, ground controllers, all running on the IP network. It can be delivered to any place that you want. Now, in addition here, John, I have an application that allows me to run real-time data link between the controller and the pilot. So instead of using voice communications, we use data communications. I'm going to show you. I'll just click here on an airplane, create a new route, and I'll send this route to the airplane, click end and send, and I've been able to send this new route directly to the airplane. So we've eliminated congestion on the voice channel, allow more airplanes into the airspace.
Well, what was interesting, Jim, just a week and a half ago, we got waved off of a landing with 40 mile an hour crosswinds straight into a thunderstorm. And we were doing in not the, the controller's native language. So it was interesting watching the four planes get redirected together, and it was kind of exciting for a short period of time.
Wow. I guess.
So what you're saying is this allows us to be comfortable, and you use the data to transmit it. You don't have to worry about accents. You don't have to worry about somebody getting a little bit flustered.
Absolutely.
It automatically occurs at faster speed.
Very fast. And as a matter of fact, John, we're going to take a look at that over here in our airplane. If you'd join me here, we're going to
fly with me. Come fly.
Billy Ray, I thought you said Boomerang Airline.
Well, yeah, we get you there, we take you back. It's just as fast as could be, faster than e-learning.
I'm impressed.
All right, now John, here, Billy Ray has the ability to accept that clearance that we sent right on the flight computer here. He can accept it, he can respond to it digitally, just clicking a couple of buttons, respond to it, and then load it into the autopilot.
So the best data entry people in the world get maybe 99.5% right. Your ability here to eliminate those errors, eliminate the multiple data entries that occur straight into the system, and then the system to double check to see if this made sense versus
exactly.
The data.
Eliminating that human error.
I feel better already, Billy Ray.
And then finally, while we're docked at the gate here, there's another interesting application from AirInc. It's called GateLink. It allows the airplane to dock over the 802.11 network, and the pilot can now update charts, passenger manifests, weight and balance data. All that information can come over high-speed wireless right at the terminal while the airplane is docked.
And if you've ever watched the pilots, Jim, and you're a pilot yourself and you know it, go through those paper manuals and put the right document in the right location, then all of a sudden you start to land at an airfield and you can't find the one you need.
That's right.
A lot more efficient, but also a lot safer.
Exactly. And then finally, John, here, the GateLink application can also be used by flight attendants to be able to update information for passengers. So I'm going to click here on select all. We'll pull down all this information. This could download the movies, any other information that you need for the passengers.
And you begin to think about personalization. Not only can the passengers select, but perhaps between 10 movies, as you travel frequently, as all of us do, and have about a million miles imaginable on every airlines, they know your patterns, what you might like, and over time can really personalize the experience for us.
That's it, John. Exactly.
This is your captain speaking. We're about ready to take off. In the event of a loss of cabin pressure, please put the oxygen mask on John Chambers first and then assist yourself.
All right, John.
Thank you.
All right.
Jim, well done.